the King's Tribunal. At this Folivec, there was a charming chapel of the 14th century whose apse was on the street. Gringoire was devoutly examining its exterior sculptures. He was in one of those moments of egotistical, exclusive, supreme enjoyment when the artist beholds nothing in the world but art and the world of art. All at once he feels a hand laid gravely on his shoulder. He turns round. It was his old friend, his former master, Monsieur, the archdeacon. He was stupefied. It was a long time since he had seen the archdeacon, and Dom Claude was one of those solemn and impassioned men, a meeting with whom always upsets the equilibrium of a sceptical philosopher. The archdeacon maintained silence for several minutes, during which Gringoire had time to observe him. He found Dom Claude greatly changed, pale as a winter's morning, with hollow eyes and hair almost white. The priest broke the silence at length by saying, in a tranquil but glacial tone, "How do you do, Master Pierre?"
"My health," replied Gringoire. "One can say both one thing and another on that score. Still, it is good, on the whole. I take not too much of anything. You know, Master, that the secret of keeping well, according to..."